For a moment, no one said anything. Then another ground quake hit, this one much more powerful than the first. The entire room began to shake violently, rattling calf cups and sending a decanter of fine Bertal crashing to the floor at the far end of the room. All eyes turned toward the Galactic Justice Center, where a 200-meter fountain of white magma could be seen spraying up next to the gleaming cylinder, speckling its silvery skin with droplets of molten stone. Saba braced her knuckles on the table, then rose and leaned forward to address her fellow masters.
If the ones are dead, then it seems to this one we must all swear on our blood to destroy Abeloth.
As she spoke, a gaping melt hole appeared in the side of the Justice Center, and the cylinder began to lean toward the interior of Fellowship Plaza.
Because that Egg Eater is as mad as blind Shenbit,
she continued.
And the galaxy will not last a year with her on the loose.
I quite agree, Master Sebatine,
Nekpoatu said. He looked across the table directly at Luke.
How would you feel about ordering a Baradium strike on the temple?
Gavin Darklighter was the first to object.
Well, I still have space marines inside.
Withdrawing them would alert Abeloth to our plan, General,
Poatu said.
And certainly, were I inside with an enemy like this, I would want my commander to do whatever it takes to destroy her.
As would their Jedi companions, Luke said. But I'm afraid that a Baradium strike isn't an option.
May I ask why not?
Ehrmuth inquired.
I realize that there's a certain element of betrayal.
That's not the problem, Luke said. I doubt any of us have a being inside who wouldn't make the same sacrifice willingly. But there are other considerations.
He glanced quickly in Jaina's direction.
The Solos are also inside.
Jaina's brow rose. They are? As surprised as she was, she didn't understand why Luke was making her parents' presence the critical factor in ruling out the Baradium strike. Under the circumstances, they would have been the first to call it in on themselves. Well, her mother would have been. Her father would have opted for a blaster duel at high noon.
I didn't even know they were on the planet.
I'm afraid so, Luke replied. It's a long story, but apparently they volunteered to drop Basil Warv off at the entrance to the escape tunnel, and the Falcon was disabled in an ambush. Han and Leia escaped into the temple with Amelia. Now Jaina understood. Luke wasn't about to sacrifice Alana Solo, not after he had seen her sitting on the throne of balance in a Force vision. Unfortunately, not everyone present was privy to the secret of the young girl's destiny, so there were a lot of puzzled scowls along the non-Jedi side of the table. Finally, Luette Wool asked the question outright.
I don't understand, Master Skywalker. I know the Solos quite well, and I can't imagine either of them hesitating to make such a...
It doesn't matter, because it wouldn't work, Dorvan said, interrupting. Abeloth would see it coming.
Nekpoatu turned in his seat to face Dorvan.
I don't see how, Wynn, he said. I can have a Baradium barrage on the temple in 60 seconds.
And if you did, she would have seen it coming and already be gone.
Dorvan glanced around at the puzzled faces flanking him, then seemed to realize the source of his problem.
You do realize she can look into the future, right?
Admiral Poitou's shoulders sank in despair. But any reply he intended to make was cut short by another bone-rattling boom from the Galactic Justice Center. All eyes turned toward the sound, just in time to see the gleaming cylinder vanish behind a kilometer-high pillar of boiling magma and billowing ash. Jaina was as shocked as everyone else in the room, and she would probably have continued to watch as the conflagration melted the Justice Center into a river of molten durasteel. Had she not felt a familiar presence tugging at her from the other side of Fellowship Plaza? Realizing that the eruption made a very effective diversion, she slid her gaze back toward the Jedi Temple. Amid the cloud of speck-sized blast boats still circling its gleaming pyramid, she caught a glimpse of a single-winged orb streaking away from Pinnacle Platform, ascending through the smoke on its way out of the Coruscanti gravity well.
Ship!
Jaina spun back toward Luke and found him already moving toward the door, motioning for her to follow. Abeloth had been, and they had just departed for the Maw.